Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, today is the day that I'm going to talk about decluttering. It seems like I do this at least every year, at least once a year, and often it's when I'm in the process of trying to do that myself. And right now I'm working on my basement, which is, what's your basement like? Is it really a livable space or is it one where it's just a storage space? That's kind of the way mine is. It's just whatever I can't find room for, it goes to the basement. Well, it's time to get rid of a lot of stuff. And as I was thinking about this, one of the things that I think is really fascinating is how many magazines have on their covers right now, mostly, home and women's magazines, have on their covers about decluttering your house, decluttering your life, declutter. And then, as I was looking through some of these, one of the things that hit me is that many of these articles are telling us how to organize and store, which means maybe that we're trying to keep all the stuff and just organize it better, when in fact what we need to do is get rid of a lot of stuff. And then I started looking at, okay, if you're going to purchase things to organize and store, where do you get those? And the number of businesses that just sell organizing items has skyrocketed. Organize.com, Organizeit.com, The Container Store. I'm sure you could name some others. There's closet businesses. And so whole businesses in terms of providing storage items. And the other business that's developed is where you can hire someone to help you organize and help you through this process. You pay somebody to come and help you get rid of stuff. Well, for some of us, we do need a helper, and you could pay for that, or maybe you just need a good friend who will kind of help you. Maybe you could exchange with somebody. A couple of you are sitting and saying, I really need to get rid of some stuff in my life. Maybe you could work together because it's a lot easier for someone else to ask the questions about, how long has it been since you used this? What does it mean to you? What could we do with this besides store it in your home? And also, the business of not only hiring somebody to do it for you, but also the whole book business. Authors, there are more and more authors who have written books about decluttering, getting organized. If you go to a big bookstore, you'll find a whole row of those kinds of books. So the authors obviously have some good information to share, and they've made a business out of writing a book and selling it. So there are lots of people involved in trying to help us declutter our lives, declutter everywhere. And so it's gone beyond what I think used to be maybe keeping the living room picked up, so to speak, to getting your closet cleaned out. Maybe the kitchen was an emphasis, but now it's every room in the house. The garage is a big one right now. If you look at, again, various magazines, various ideas, get your garage cleaned out. And then, of course, all the other spaces. We used to, I think, emphasize clothes. Just we need to, every time we get a new piece of clothing, get rid of one, get those closet organizers. How long has it been since you wore it? Those kinds of things. But that's moved on. I think I'm seeing more emphasis on makeup items. How many tubes of lipstick do you need? How many different kinds of shampoo do you need? A whole raft of different kinds of makeup and body care things that you could have in your bathroom or perhaps your bedroom, wherever you keep those. And I've found over time that I've gathered a lot of lotions, body lotion, hand lotion. Some of those were gifts, and some of them were ones I thought, ooh, this will do a better job, because, especially in the wintertime in Iowa, dry skin is a problem for most of us. So my deal on that is some of them, if they were full bottles, I actually gave them to Family Crisis Support Network for them to pass on to folks. Others, I just set one out, and that maybe isn't a way of decluttering. Set it somewhere where it's really easy to use and use that one until it is empty. So, you know, I'm there with you, but I just hear lots of folks saying, oh, I need to declutter. And in addition to gaining storage in your home, gaining space, getting something that looks good that you're comfortable with, it helps you in terms of your life. You don't have to look, spend time looking for something you know you have. And I've been there, done that. Also, if you're thinking about selling your home, decluttering is one of the top things that folks who are helping you out, the real estate dealers, others who are helping you out will say, that's one of the top things to do is declutter the whole house. So where do you put those things? I've known people, in fact, I know myself, when I used to try and declutter my office, yeah, somebody was coming, I got to get my office cleaned up, box it up and put it in the trunk of my car. Yeah, I did that. Hated it, but I did it. And so I've been fighting this battle a long time. And that's why maybe I do this program once a year, is just to kick my own self into gear. Well, as I mentioned earlier, lots of magazines have stories. And this month's, the Oprah magazine. That big banner across the front of the magazine says, Declutter Your Life. How to tame your mess, calm your mind, lighten your load. And I'm sorry to say, well, I guess it's okay. Several pages is that kind of stuff where here's where you can go to get storage containers and so you can keep more stuff. Yeah, it needs to be organized, but let's get rid of some stuff. And one of the articles I thought was sort of a little different tact on the behind closed door clutter. That you want your home to look nice, you want your office to look nice, so everything goes behind closed doors. But behind closed doors, it's difficult to find things and it's a mess. And this particular person says, yeah, a home looks pristine and well organized until you start opening the closet doors, and suddenly you're buried by file folders, moth-eaten coats, broken lamps, old kitchen appliances, paper towels, holiday decorations, shopping bags full of purchases that no one ever got around to returning. And way back in time, some of you will remember Fibber McGee's closet. Yeah, he was a behind closed doors clutter. You open the door and everything falls out. So the ideas here, the three-step plan is first, I think this is an interesting one, get over yourself. With clutter, the great is the enemy of the good. In other words, the injury-induced hall closet is the manifestation of your shame of failing to live up to your own unrealistically high housekeeping expectations. So everything is hidden. Number two, start with small, manageable chunks. And I think that is a step that almost every declutter expert will tell you, whether it's hidden or not hidden, start small. This type of clutter is about delayed decisions, the ones behind closed door. So if perfecting a chic shoe organizing system or deciding which wedding gifts to return is too difficult, start with something less emotionally laden, like the tangle of paper clips overrunning your junk drawer, or, you know, some other small thing that, you know, you really want it organized, but there's not an emotional tie to the kind of stuff that you're wanting to organize. And do it, set aside a time, almost every day, as much as possible, 15 minutes. You know, think about how we use 15 minutes. It goes by pretty fast. 15 minutes a day in a spot could help declutter pretty easily. The problem is, I think, that when you're decluttering that spot, what do you do with the stuff that's in there, in this drawer, in this closet that shouldn't be there? And then that goes back to the list I want to mention in a moment. The third is enlist a friend, and we've sort of talked about that, somebody who can kind of help you make decisions. But remembering when you're talking about decluttering, first of all, you need to think about why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And secondly, you're going to divide the things that you want to get rid of into those that are throwaway. You know, they really aren't any good. They've just been sitting there, no good. Secondly, what you're going to donate, because there are lots of places that can take usable kinds of things, and there are a number of them right here in our area. And third, what do you really need to keep? And there you set up sort of your own criteria. Is it something that you might use in a couple of years? Is it something you might use next year? What kind of projects do you have? And that's kind of the difficult one. So I wish you the best in decluttering, unless you're one of those neatniks who always have been decluttered. And I know a few folks like that. I wish you the best. And from Oprah, until next time, she says, identifying the cause of your clutter is the first step in getting it under control.